Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. So glad to be along with you today. And joining us this morning, Mike Schulte, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, thank you for being with us today. And let's talk about this 2014 hard red winter wheat crop. Of course, wheat that we grow here in the state of Oklahoma, planted in the fall, and then we harvest the following May and June, July time period. It looks like, about 90% of the crop as of this weekend now planted.
Yes, Ron, I'd say we're at 90%. Earlier in the week, official statistics showed that 84% of the crop was planted, with 61% emerged in the state. I thought those numbers were a little bit high, but driving around in central Oklahoma this past week, starting to see a lot of that crop emerging. It's extremely small because it's been planted later, but I think it's going to get up, and maybe we're going to dodge a bullet on a lot of this wheat that's been planted last week before the colder temperatures come this coming week.
Now, when traditionally you plant a little later, that suggests probably more of a grain production year, not so many acres of wheat pasture.
Ultimately, at the beginning of the year, we thought we had received those rains in July. We thought it was going to be a wheat pasture year, but producers kept waiting in September, and then the rains didn't come. They ended up coming in October, and it's been a real struggle for producers in central and northwest part of the state to try to get this crop out. They'd maybe get 3 or 4 days of planting in, and then they'd get a big rain. And then wait for it to dry out a week, and then maybe get another 3 or 4 days in, and then get a big rain. And that kind of has kept going through the month of October. Now that we've gotten into the latter part of October, producers taking those opportunities, but it has been slower, and the crop is much later than normal.
But yet, it's really in much better shape than a year ago. We're mostly in good to excellent shape.
If you look at USDA standards, yes, and I think it's going to be better for grain quality. And hopefully by planting later, we're going to give producers the opportunity to control some of our weed issues in the state.
Very good. Let's back up a little bit to the 2013 crop, the crop that we harvested back in that June-July time period. The quality, you've done some quality testing now. Quality overall was pretty good.
Quality of this crop has been really good, especially for the baking industry and the foreign markets. They are really wanting this crop. We've had good mix absorptions, good low volumes for breads, things that bakers would be looking for. Milling characteristics, we have had some kernel size issues, minor kernel size issues, but overall the crop has been good, and our foreign markets are wanting it. We feel like we're going to have great opportunities in the Latin American market because it looks like the Argentines are going to corn and soybean production, so we're going to have an opportunity to take wheat into that part of the world. Australia looks like they're struggling with some dry drought issues and then some late freeze issues. And it looks like also the Black Sea's not coming on as strong as we had expected. So we do think there are going to be marketing opportunities for producers.
And hopefully some higher prices for our producers as well. Mike, appreciate your time today. Mike Schulte of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We remind you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can check out the latest on our agricultural news site at www.oklahomafarmreport.com. And be listening to us on great radio stations all across the state on the Radio Oklahoma Network, a service of Griffin Communications. I'm Ron Hayes for News 9.